Blog Talk Radio. bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, "You worthy of it all.
Incense arise day and night. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Blessing to all that called in tonight. Just listening to the show. This is September the 24th, 2021. I'm your host from Texas, LaShawn. I'm God's servant. Thank you for joining us tonight. You could have been doing anything else, but we just honor that you are here, and we just see what God have on his heart tonight. Today is my daughter's birthday. I have a 30-year-old. She turned 30 today, so happy birthday to Jasmine. But I'm not going to be on here too long because, like I said, we have a birthday, and I'm supposed to do something this weekend. I don't see a lot of callers on here tonight, which God know what he be doing. You know what's best. Tonight, I pray that you can hear me, those who know how to reach out to me, and let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. Father God, I just thank you for tonight, Father God. Father God, I always say PGN. Fed of Grace Network is your radio station. You come in and have your way. Father, I decrease so you can increase. Father God, I always say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Holy Spirit, speak through me. Father God, I give it all to you. You know what your people need before they even dial in tonight. So, Father God, I cover those that's on the air. Father God, I cover those that's traveling. I send traveler grace. Father God, I cover our children. I cover those that are leaders in the ministry, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for waking us up. Father God, we thank you because you are help. And your word tell us to look to the hills to which our help comes from you, Heavenly Father. And I thank you. And we give you the glory and we magnify you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, I'm not going to be before you too long. I do want to share a verse out of Psalms 121. I like this Bible verse. And I really didn't have a message prepared. I do have a message prepared. The Holy Spirit always shifts. I can write things down to study it and meditate on it all day. But once I come on the earth, he'll shift. He'll take me in another direction. So I don't have anything prepared tonight, but I do want to read Psalms 121. And I just want to encourage someone out there tonight. Where are you calling from? I just want to give you a word of encouragement. Always, you know, the book of Psalms, that's the book of Psalms of decrees. Always declare and decree things in your life. Even tell you, David, he was a worship. David was after God's heart. And so the book of Psalms, even the book of Psalms, and I said this before, the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs, those are books that you can literally pray. Those are books that you can take and say prayers from those books. But in Psalms chapter 121, you start making decrees over your life. So encourage yourself. But it tells us, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which come my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He would not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that thy will not stumble. And I just wanted to let you know, when you look to the hill, when you lift your eyes up to the hill where your help come from, you have to understand what it's saying. You know, God's going to take care of you when you trust. You got to have faith, first of all. You got to have faith, and you have to believe that I can look up. My head would not be hanging down. I would not be slumber. I would not be, the enemy cannot put his feet on my neck. even through the word, even through his word pillars, he given us the power and authority to tread upon the serpent and the scorpion. That means your feet should be on the neck of the enemy. But when you trust God and you look to the hill, which your help comes from, your help don't come from no man, but it comes from your heavenly Father. It comes from Yahweh. When you don't have no way and you saying that I don't have nobody to help me, I don't know what to do, I don't know which way to go, I done lost my car, I done lost my job, I don't have no money, I'm in debt. If you trust God, if you believe in his word, if he says something, if he gave you a word, even when he used the prophet or he used intercessors to pray over you, if God says something about you, if God says something about your situation, if God, if Yahweh, our Father, Abba, say anything about your children, his word is not going to come back to him void. And he's not a daddy. He's not your friend. That he's not your conference. He's not the one. What I'm saying, he's not the one that's going to lie. The conference, not the Holy Spirit is not going to lie to you. When Jesus told us, Jesus promised us, he's going to send a comfort, which is the Holy Spirit, which is going to be the counselor. It's going to be your friend. The Holy Spirit is not going to lie to you. God is not going to lie to you. He say something, you can put it on everything. His word is not going to come back to him void. But you got to have faith and believe, and you got to hold on to the word. You got to hold on to the word even when you read the word. You got to hold on to the word and apply the word every day into your situation. That go back to looking, you know, you lift up your eyes to hear which your help come from. Who your help come from? Your help going to come from Yahweh. He's going to pull. I seen a vision. When you up on it, when you think you're going to drown, he pulls you up out that water. Just like he did to Peter when Peter said, if it's you, let me come and walk. He told Jesus, if that's you, command me to come walk. Command me to walk towards you. And he told Peter to get out the boat and come. And as Peter began to get out the boat and walk towards Jesus, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, as long as his eyes was fixed on Jesus, and that's the thing. If you just step out the boat and you fix your eyes on Jesus, fix your eyes up on heaven, if you want to be done in your life, you want it to be done in your body as it is in heaven, you got to fix your eyes up on Jesus. You got to fix your eyes up on heavenly things, not earthly things. And as he began to walk towards Jesus, long as he had his eyes upon Jesus, but when he got distracted with the wind and everything that was around him, he began to sink. He began to sink and go under. Time we get distracted with everyday things, we get distracted. God will put you on a path. When you say, Lord, I want more of you, I'm seeking you. I'm seeking you for direction. I'm seeking you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I'm seeking you so you can purge and heal and deliver me. And the more you seek him and more you worship him, the more you lift him up, he'll begin to draw you unto him. But here you got to know you do have an adversary, the roaring lion. He walk around to seek who he can devour, and he will distract you. And you don't keep your eyes unto the hill, if you don't keep your eyes unto Jesus, you begin to go under. But he'll come and lift his hand up under the water and pull you out of it. Your cry, the cry of your heart, the cries of your worship, the cry of your praise, he'll come lift you up out of there. You might go under and seem like you're going to sink, but he's going to pull you out of it. The storm might be raging in your life, but it's not going to drown you. If you keep on keeping your eyes unto the hill, keep your eyes. And Jesus was standing on the hill. And you see him standing on the hill. And he say, stay focused on me. And all this stuff going around you, chaos going around you, thousand is falling all around you, sickness, plague, everything is going around you. But Jesus said, if you just keep your eyes up on me, keep your eyes up on me. The weapons will form, but it ain't going to prosper. That means it ain't going to take you out. It ain't going to put you in that grave before your time. You're not going to sink. You're not going to go under. And if you do go under, your cries, I'm going to come to your rescue. Because God never sleeps and he never slumbers. Because that's how much he loves us. Because he let us know, behold, he that keepeth Israel should never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. So the Lord, he will preserve thee from all evil. If we learn how to trust him, even though things around us going chaos, everything's going, I mean, there's so much going on. And people don't even know which way to go these days. They don't know who to trust, what they should do. It's a lot of fear upon the earth. This is the good time to take Psalms 21 and tie it around your neck, put it in, you know, make sure it's in your heart, because he's going to take care of the righteous one. Ask him to teach your hand how to war, your fingers how to fight in this season. The Lord is going to keep you. He's a keeper. He's the strong tower. He's going to keep you safe. So I just want to share that tonight. Like I said, I didn't have anything prepared, really. So I've been running errands today. So I just want to come on here and tell you to start decrees and declares and decree the word of God over your life and the situation. Even at the last verse of 121, Psalms 121, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in for this time forth and even forevermore. Whatever you do, if you ask the Lord to preserve you, if you ask the Lord to hide you from your enemy, hide you in the secret place, but you got to get to the secret place. You got to get to the tabernacle. You got to seek him. And I know even early this year, last year, we've been saying get connected to God was going to be very important in the upcoming season. Have a relationship with God. That's just everyone that's on PGN that's hosting God mouthpiece. We his servant. But God will use us for a point in time, a season. And sometime our season will be up. And see, when God begins to move people around to go and do other things on other assignments, if you don't have a connection with God, I see so many people be lost because they use the people, the leader, the mentor, or some people say spiritual mother and father. They use them for a blanket, a cover up. But when God began to move, I don't know if y'all notice how things is going and how there's a lot of people are leaving here. And some people, they love their leader. You know, there's a thin line between love. God don't want you. God wants you to love on him more than anything. He don't want you to idolatry anything. Don't idolatry yourself. Don't idolatry any leader. He say he will have no God. There's no God before him. There's none before him. There will be none after him. He said he's the only one. He wants us to have a relationship with him in this next hour, in this season, is going to be so important. And when God began to pull leaders or send them on another assignment, if you were using that leader, that teacher, that pastor, or whoever as a clutch, you ain't going to know what to do. And you're going to start going around the mountain in that whirlpool. You have to build your relationship with God yourself. You got to get in the word. You got to get in the word, you know, the word. You got to seek him, because we've been sounding the alarm. Stop trying to thirst for a word and thirst after the word. God is the word. It tells us in the book of John in the first chapter, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. He is the word. He spoke the word. He created the word. He is the word. He's the prophetic word. He's the prophet. He's the teacher. He's the evangelist. He's all. You have to get into the word to know who he is. And like he used me to say, many, many people don't even know my ways. Don't even know who I am. Don't even know my ways. You have to get a connection with God. You have to spend time with him. What are you willing to spend time with him? What are you willing to give up to spend that type of time with him? And I promise, when you spend that type of time with God and have a relationship with him, it's like he's your best friend. He's your husband. You got to submit. My God. And it was this Dr. Beatrice, she's on marriage, talking about submission. If you don't know how to submit to your heavenly Father, for those that are seeking to be married, those who are married, if you don't know about submission, if you don't know how to submit to your heavenly Father, you ain't gonna even know how to submit to a husband and wife. Because we tend to run from that word submission. But when you honor your Father, in heaven, who created heaven and earth, and when you submit to him, when you give yourself to him as a living sacrifice, when you give yourself to him as a living sacrifice, holy, and you surrender to him, love on him, and know of his ways, your ways is not his way, his thoughts not his thoughts. When you begin to build a relationship with him, you is the bride. You the bride. You know what each and every last one of us need in every season in our life. If you can't submit to the one that created this earth, heaven and earth, and breathe breath into your body, if you can't submit to him, it's going to be hard for you to submit to anyone. Especially when you're walking in pride, stubborn. You have to learn how to submit to his command, his law, submit to his ways. You got to, I'm telling you, get a relationship with God. Get a relationship with going on, or if he got to move a leader to go somewhere, he might move, we never know. He might tell a servant, Randy, well, your season up right here, I need you to go to Africa. You got to have a connection with God, so when if he do decide to do that, you won't be disappointed. You won't be lost, because you know God for yourself. You in the word for yourself. You can prophesy to yourself. You can, the word, when you open the book, the word going to begin to speak to you, prophesy to you, rebuke you, correct you, and get you back in order. That's what the word of God does. When you open the book, you know, people want to say, the old testament, we didn't say this. How can you get rid of the old testament, talk about the new testament, when the old testament got end time prophecy? The old testament is lining up with the new testament. You got to know from the beginning. God is the beginning, the middle, and the end. You got to know who he is for the beginning. How you going to know who he is and what he did and what he got for your life and your true identity in Christ when you try to pick, choose. No, sometimes you got to go back to the beginning to understand who we serve and who is the creator. Because the beginning going to line up with the end. The beginning going to line up with the middle. So I just want to share that with y'all tonight. Like I said, we don't have too many callers on here. And that is good. Because I pray before I come on here. Lord, you have your way. You know who needs to be on here tonight. You know my schedule. You know my body. So God is good. When you speak to God, God going to direct your path. He's control. He's in control of everything. And it ain't about the numbers. I'm going to tell you something. It's not about the numbers. God see your heart. He say, you love me? That's what he asked. That's what he asked Peter. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Three times. Well, go feed my sheep. When you're feeding his sheep, it's not about the numbers. It's not how we look on the outside. And it's not about the sheep that you feed on the outside, because if he directing your path, he's going to send you to some messed up sheep. That's why I say many are called, but few are chosen. You can't pick and choose who you want to pray for. You can't pick and choose who you want to help. You can't pick and choose. When we are led by the Holy Spirit, God knows who to assign you to in the hour and the season. He knows where you need to be at. Some places you may not want to go. Some people, he might send you back to those enemies that were coming against you to pray for them, to lay hands on them. God know what he's doing. He know what he's doing. So, Father God, if I take the callers tonight, Father God, like I say, Father God, you are the word. You are the word. You are the word. So, Father God, you know what your sons and daughters need. If you have a word for them, Father God, you speak through me. But, Father God, we always learn how to pray. Learn how to pray for yourself. Learn how to encourage yourself. Learn how to have a relationship with your daddy for yourself, for yourself. If anything ever happened, a relationship with the Father, build the tabernacle in your own home. Break bread with Jesus in your own home. Dedicate your home back to Christ. Make your home a house of worship, a house of praise, a house of prayer. You make that in your own home. Make decoration in your own home. Allow him to come into your home and have a relationship with you. In case anything happens, you know you got a relationship with God. Amen. We're going to take the first caller. This is Sister LaShawn Maxwell calling. Where are you calling from?
God bless you, Sister LaShawn. This is Carmen from Texas.
Hey, Carmen, how you doing?
Good blessings.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amen. Amen. We give him the glory. Well, if there's a testimony, a prayer request, or something to share tonight,
well, I just wanted to share with you that the music that you picked up tonight was a blessing. I was sitting here, and I was just listening to it, and bam, the presence of the Lord hit me so hard.
Amen.
I'm still feeling it so strong. And
wow.
Who's listening, need to replay it and just listen to that introduction of the songs you played. So target. So it was like the right music for tonight. I don't understand it, but the Lord knew that you had to pick those songs, and they were wonderful.
I tell you, And I thank the Holy Spirit, because I just picked it. Like I said, I didn't prepare for tonight. Today's my daughter's birthday, and I had errands to run. I didn't prepare nothing tonight. So when the countdown come and say, you're live in this minute second, I said, oh, I didn't even know what song I'm going to pick. And I just picked the song. So he's good. I tell you, he's good.
Oh my goodness.
This is how it happened. I just like, oh, I need to pick a song. I'm about to go live.
Well, he picked it. He picked it for you.
I tell you, he's good.
I was like, wow. Boom. I mean, it hit me. Like, oh, I had to stop what I was doing because I just felt it. It was like I was just listening, but I wasn't engaged, but when it hit me, oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, because I tell you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I tell you, I was kind of tired. And I'm going to get on PGN. I say, well, Lord, you just have your way. Because I know I got to get up tomorrow. And I was like, okay, Lord, let those who need to be on there. And I say, I didn't even prepare nothing. So I just picked it. And I thank God, and I just ask the Holy Spirit keep hitting us with the Holy Spirit, hit us with the garment of praise, hit us with even give your daughter more and more and more. See, God is doing unexpectedly things in this season, unexpectedly. That's what he said, I'm doing unexpectedly things. It's going to catch us not by surprise, but it's going to be unexpectedly, not unexpectedly good news, even with the worship. When you worship, things begin to happen when you worship. And I tell people to worship, lift your voice up to God, even when something is going on in your body. And when you worship him and thank him, something begins to break in the atmosphere. Even when you have a rough day coming from home, you begin to worship him. Just relax and say, Lord, have your way. Things begin to shift. Mm-hmm. And you will literally feel a shift going on in the atmosphere. Yep. It's like a release going on. So I thank God that, you know, the Holy Spirit came upon you with those songs. And what I'm saying, Father God, I'm speaking that you give them more, give them more, give them more. Continue to drink from the well. Continue to drink from the well. Drink from the well and fill yourself up with the well of the water that Jesus is stirring up. My God, stir up the water in her life and continue to drink from the well. You're going to get full and full and full. There, even when you pray for people, it's just going to goose out of you. Squeeze out of you, and they're going to say, what is that? I felt that. Even when you walk by people, they're going to say something about you. When you walk by me, some just touched me. Some just, oh, my God, something. When you walk by me, I felt something like the wind of fire. My God, give it to her and give it to her more. He said, continue to drink from the well. He's going to fill you up. So, Father God, I thank you. Fill your daughter up with more and more and more, even in her home, Father God. Let her feel the wind. Let her feel the fire of the wind, even in her home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even stir up the prayer, Father God. Oh, Father God, because your prayers is working. Don't give up. Your prayers is working. He hears the prayers, and the angel is coming to your rescue. The angels is coming to your family rescue. Even those that you are praying for that got COVID and got sickness in their body, keep praying for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say that sometimes we'll feel heavy. And it's the things, the cares of the world that bring us down, especially all the stuff that's going on, you know, with the world opening up again, with even through all this COVID and all that, there seems to be rage and people just angry, and they're carrying a lot. It's just been a lot mentally, and there's been a lot of mental issues on some people. And they manifest it when they're driving, when they're going to the super wherever. But you know what? As believers, when we come into the presence of the Lord, sometimes it'll take a while to strip all that stuff off of you, and you're like, well, I can't feel the presence of the Lord. But it's not that you can't feel the presence of the Lord. It's that there's been so many layers put on you because of the things that are out there. When you go out there, things get put on you. And so you have to spend time just, you know, waiting on the Lord, just letting the layers, you know, fall. You may not feel it at times, but as you let the layers fall out, so that's why some people have a hard time entering in. So, you know, just spend time. And if you can't do anything else, just sit there and let God take it off of you. Take it off of you little by little. And sometimes, you know, when you're in his presence so long and more often, it's easy to go in and out. But when you have all the cares of this world, and some people, I mean, you know, it's not their fault. It's, you know, it's the world that we're living in. And, you know, I understand that. And, you know, you could even pick up something when you're going to the supermarket, where you're going to work, where you're going to the doctor's office, where you're going here, where you're listening to friends talk, saying what they're going through, when you're talking to family members, when you're whoever you're talking with, the neighbors, or watching what's happening to other people. Those things can kind of weigh us down. But when you spend time in the presence of the Lord, those layers come off of you like an onion peeling off layers and layers, and then you get to the core of things, which is God. And so just like Randy says, like the other day, something stuck with me where he was saying, you know, just a little bit. the rest of the days, I was like, that little song, just a little bit, you know what, just a little bit in. Spend some time, just a little bit, and you may be watching something godly, listening to music, hearing preaching, just a little bit, just a little, just go for it, go for it, let those layers come off, and listen to the prayers, and really walk in faith and believe, and if you can't believe, ask God, help me to believe, help me to believe and receive what you have for me. And just, you know, like Randy says, just a little bit, you know, just go for it little by little. If you can, just a little bit every day, a little bit more and a little bit more, and layers and layers and layers will come off of you. And before you know it, you're feeling the presence of God. Sometimes there'll be days that you'll go in and out real quick, and it's easy to get into the presence. Some days it's going to be harder, but just keep moving, pressing in, pressing in. Amen. And so I thank the Lord for that you picked, well, the songs the Lord picked tonight. they were perfect. And even talking about it, I'm just feeling that fullness, like, wow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So, thank you, sister. Your obedience and just, you know, just making yourself available. That was good. Good. Awesome. Bless the Lord.
Thank you for sharing there, peeling the onion. That's so important because there's been so much going on in the world. And, you know, when you praying a lot for people, the phone rings. Sometimes I have to cut my phone off to get myself rest and recovered because, for the last couple of months, people in and out the hospital, in and out the hospital, people passing. And, you know, you dealing with things, too, and trying to come attack you. So every time somebody calls and says, this didn't happen, this happened, like you said, it will. You going to the grocery store, it's time that I didn't be in the place, and I felt this heavy thing just pressing down on my head. And I'm like, what is that? Where is that coming from? You know, it's just the weight of the world. You can feel the weight of the world, the pressure of the world. And, you know, just by going out or going around family members or someone, co-worker, you can feel the weight of the world. That's why it's so important to shut down and go into that resting place with God. Sometimes you just say, got to say no. To spend that time with him. Especially if you're an intercessor, you're a leader, whatever you are called, We all serving whatever you call us. If you constantly pouring out, praying for loved one, praying for co-worker, there are some times you just got to say, Lord, recover me.
You know what? While you're talking, I'm feeling pressure on my head, and I feel maybe there's somebody listening in on the phone right now. I feel that pressure, and I'm going to pray for them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Feeling that pressure on the top of their head, around their head, Lord, we break that in the name of Jesus. We break those mental pressures off of them right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke that from them right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for your peace to come on them, that you cover them with your love in the name of Jesus. And we break every backlash in the name of Jesus, that it will not happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
you
for breaking
that. I thank you for praying it, because I felt that on top of my head.
We're talking, I felt it, and I still feel a little bit more. Father, I just pray that whether it's LaShawn or anybody else listening, we pray that off of them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that that anointing breaks that thing, that yoke, whatever it is that's causing them to be weighed down in their mind, in their emotions. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. I command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and I pray for protection over the listeners and Randy and his family and sisters, Father God, and every person that's listening in, and my family, Lord. We pray for protection in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for your anointing right now. Bring blessings to son's daughter for her birthday, Father. Let her be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for
leaving.
Yeah, because I feel it. Oh, yeah, I felt it. I feel it. Wow. feel it.
Lord,
thank you.
Lord, I rebuke fever. I rebuke fever in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
I rebuke that fever in the name of Jesus. Any infection I break in Jesus' name. In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Oh,
yeah, I can feel it leaving. I feel it leaving. I feel it breaking. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I am too. I feel a little bit left. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Rababa, Shialaba, Kiribiando, Andala Bakia, oh, Rabasotorobokuya, Rabashondala Makara, Shondala Makia, Lord, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh, Rabasatala Bakia, Rabashondala Makaya, any strength of every sickness. I rebuke you off of LaShawn and any listener in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for setting her free, Father God, from anything that the enemy may try doing. Thank you, Lord, for her obedience, Father God.
Thank you for her, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Yes. Thank you,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, when you be moving out, I still feel it. When you do be moving around, stuff like that, like you said, just the weight of the world, and I thank you for the prayer, because I was feeling that on top of my head, like I was feeling it.
Yes, Lord. Lord, in the gum areas, Lord, remove that. Whatever is there, Lord, we ask you to remove it out of her head, all out of her head, Father God, in Jesus' name, out of her ears, out of her eyes, out of her mouth.
Amen.
Touch it out. Get it out, Lord, in Jesus' name. Get it out, Lord.
Amen.
Get it out. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It is done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, now.
I feel it. I don't know if that was finance pressure or what, because I've been out. And you know, the weather is changing here in Texas.
Yeah, like it was pushing down on your mouth area. I think But Jesus, the sinuses, Lord, clear that infection, Jesus. That's what it is. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And every infection in Jesus' name, that's what it was. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the pressure, I felt that in my ear. I was, you know, I'm like, wow, what is this? You know, when you go outside, you come back, I'm like, what is in the air? But I feel the sinus pressure was building up. And I fixed me some hot tea, and I was like, I need this pressure to come. They keep saying blow your nose and stuff. And I'm like, this pressure needs to come out.
You need a Dr. Jesus.
That's what we need. That's what we need. Cause I didn't spray my nose. I said, I don't know what's going on. You know how Texas is. The weather starts changing.
Well, it's gone. It's gone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And even that fever, it's gone. It was like, it almost was like it was trying to give you fever, but it's gone in Jesus' name.
I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because
I was in the presence of the Lord so strong.
We need help. You know, we need people to pray for us. We need prayer on PGN too, you know. I always
so
need
you're
prayer.
Good to go. Yeah, you're good to go for more. For God to use you more now. You're in good health now, and nothing's gonna bother you. You're gonna go and enjoy your daughter's birthday and keep ministering to other people.
Amen. Thank you. So, Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for praying for me. God bless you.
God bless you too, dear. God bless you. I'll let you go to the next caller. Be blessed.
We have one more caller in here. That's why I say, Lord, he must know what we need tonight. It's just one more caller with their hands up. So it looks like I'm going to end the show early tonight so I can get some rest.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Colby. Such a pleasure talking to you. And always call us back and keep us in prayer. Keep us lifted up in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. So awesome. That's so awesome. Holy Spirit, thank you. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn. Miss, who's calling? Where are you calling from? This is Sister LaShawn. Mess, who's calling, and where are you calling from? I don't know if they got their phone on mute. I can hear something in the background. Did they go to sleep already? 954-580. Okay, I don't hear him. Lord, we just thank you for the caller, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you know their needs, Father God. Father God, we just seek peace in their home, Father God, peace in their body. Father God, the peace that your son, the peace that Jesus spoke about, the peace like no other, the peace that's not of this world, Father God. And Father God, they in the need of healing, we just speak your healing. We send forth your word. Your word heal thee. Let every yoke, we send forth your anointing that destroys the yokes in the name of Jesus. And Father God, supply they need. Father God, you tell us, seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and these things will be added. So, Father God, I just pray that they will continue to seek you, put you first priority in their life, they seek you and they continue to look to the hill, which come their help, Father God. Father God, be their strength, be their strong tower in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, I don't hear nothing. Well, yeah, it looks like we're going to get out PGN early tonight before 10 o'clock, and I don't want to keep going, so I'm going to play the song again that I took the Karma Light behind it. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and say good night.
Like, oh. my tears and dry them with my hair, my head. You are there, the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. And you don't know the pomp of the oil.
For from you are all things, and to you are all things, but you deserve glory.
Okay, we have one more caller to come on, so I'm going to take this one more caller. 808-772, this is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Bruce, calling from Hawaii.
Oh, hi, Bruce. How you doing?
Good.
That's good. Is this your first time calling on the show?
I've called a while ago. I talked to, what's his name, the main guy. A while ago,
Randy.
Maybe a year or so. Yeah, Randy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a special prayer request?
No. Just calling to get general prayer. You know, in the times that we're living in, I guess they're really crazy for all of us. But yeah, just to get like some general prayer.
Sure. So, Father God, we thank you for your son, Bruce. Your name is Bruce, right?
Yes, that's correct.
We thank you for your son, Bruce, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the protection, Father God. Father God, we thank you for hearing his prayer, his cries, Father God. Father God, we come against the confusion, the enemy trying to cause confusion, Father God. Father God, let him understand your word that you've given him power, love, and a sound mind, Father God. Father God, I don't know, are you seeking employed? Or are you employed? Or are you seeking a new job? Or
not really at the moment. No, just, I would love to do something within the ministry, but I don't know. I just sense that I have a lot of prophetic dreams a lot, and I've been kind of staying out of the work field because I've had dreams, you know, seeing that we're going to be in a time of, you know, not being able to work unless you sign up with a certain system or whatnot. And I'm, you know, not really trying to do that.
But thought about doing your own business.
I thought about building a church or something like that. I mean, yeah, I'm very creative. So, I would love to, you know, if it's, you know, within God's realm and, you know, not the worldly realm.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So, Father God, we just thank you for, you know, just let your son know. You've given us authority. You've given us authority to tread over the serpent and scorpion, Father God. And just like what I hear, that he gave in you power, love, and a sound mind, don't get caught up what's going on around you. I don't know if you connected to a prophetic network, a ministry. I don't know if you connected or you just trying to find your way. But, Father God, I just ask that you speak to your son, Father God, that he would know without a shadow of doubt where he should be. Father God, order his step, Father God, because your word tells us that you will order the step. The step of the good man is order. Let your word be a lamp unto his feet to lighten up his pathway, Father God, that he would know which path to go, you know, to go down, which door to not to go through, you know, close the doors that you don't want him to go through. Father God, I just ask that you speak to him. And I just see... Holy Spirit, God definitely speak to you through dreams and visions. Even you didn't had end time of prophetic dreams and stuff, and you are his mouthpiece. I don't know, you're just trying to figure out where you need to be, where you need to be planted. But trust God, and he's going. I don't know if you is there a ministry you trying to, I don't know.
I've ever since I've been little, I've had every almost every night just dreams, and a lot of them come true. All of them, but you know, I've seen COVID before. I didn't know it was COVID, but I've seen something like this before, and you know, just a lot of things I've seen. and sometimes they're really heavy, so it's like you can't always, you know, I just pray about them and pray, and yeah, that's what kind of how God has been ministering to my life. And I mean, I've seen heavy and I've seen a lot of stuff, but I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know exactly where to go with that, but I would love to use that, I guess, in a monetary, you know, monetary means.
Are you trying to leave out of Hawaii?
Not really. I mean, I just want to go with the call of God. You know, I've kind of had the Holy Spirit kind of speak to me about Africa, maybe ministering over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly, but I'm just kind of trying to be where I need to be right now.
Well, I just pray that God would connect you with the right people. I just pray that God would connect you with true men and women of God. Then you will connect with the true men and women of God, and you won't second guess it. Let him do the connection. Let him lead you. You know, his thought is not your thoughts, and your ways is not his ways. So you just calm down. You know, sometimes it just don't happen overnight. Sometimes God got to do something within us, deliver and purge us and bring us to a place of brokenness. You are going to, write things down where he showed you. Write them down.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be his mouthpiece. You are his mouthpiece. Just don't get caught up in things. I just ask God to connect you with true men and women of God, that you won't be caught up in other things.
Amen.
That you will be able to speak what he showed you, to be the end time remnant that he's raising up. He's raising up the remnant so that you will be used. Just don't try to rush it. Don't be impatient with it. Sometimes you might go up in a grocery store. Ministry, what I'm trying to say, ministry don't always mean behind a pulpit.
That's funny you say that. Mm-hmm. I used to minister just anywhere I would go, and I almost, in the community that I was kind of in, they kind of flagged me off to be some, you know, I was always peaceful, but I would say things that were kind of, I would say, wow, we're living in a weird time, and I would always become the enemy, and that kind of put like a little depression over me. And sometimes I just stay in the house, and you know, because I know people don't really want to hear that kind of message. So
he's bringing people to the street. Even God is using this thing that he's raising up now. People are going to be breaking bread in the house, like house church.
Mm.
You know, tent churches and stuff like that. You're going to start seeing that a lot across this. You're going to see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's pulling them out the walls because he needs some to go to those that's industry, because a lot of them ain't going to go behind the wall. And a lot of the churches, he's not even satisfied with them.
Yeah, ministry, I've noticed that. I've been looking for a church home, and I haven't found any churches, big churches that are, I feel, are, you know, pure.
God will minister to you in your own home for you to have that relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to have that relationship with him and build that relationship with him and dedicate, you break bread with God in your home. Ask Jesus to come into your home and sit at the table and break bread with him at your table. Invite him into your home. Have a relationship with him. You know, dedicate your home back to him. You know, you dedicate yourself back to him as a living sacrifice. You say in your home that this is going to be a house of worship. This is a house of prayer. And when you begin to have a relationship He's going to direct you where you need to go and where you need to be at in that hour, in that season. You just got to trust him.
Amen.
Because he's going to use your voice. Your voice is going to be used. But thank God that sometimes God got to hide some of us so we won't be getting caught up in other things. He got to preserve some. He have been preserving some of his watchmen. He have been preserving some of his prophets in the remnant for such a time like this. And when he get ready to send them forth, you know, they not going to be stopped. He been trying to get us ready. That means he got to do something on the inside of us to get us ready for the battle, to get us ready to handle, to be the mouthpiece, because the remnant ain't gonna back down. They're going to be bold. And God's going to send a force with them. You angels on the horse, it's going to be a great gathering. It's going to be a great gathering with them and the things that he is releasing from heaven.
Amen.
So he's going to, because he show you stuff like that. He show you stuff like that will blow people's minds. And a lot of people ain't going to relate to you. If people, you know, there's different levels of prophet. You got your watchmen, and the watchmen he take behind the veil. And a lot of stuff he show them, if people ain't a watchman or they don't have that connection with God or experience that, they're not going to understand what come out your mouth. They're going to be looking at you like, what is he talking about? They're going, because I went through that too. But he's going to drop those breadcrumbs. He's going to direct you who you need to speak to and who you don't need to speak to.
Amen.
And everybody, he's going to find you to the ones that, he's going to find the ones that need to hear your voice in that season. When he get ready to pull you out, ministry to be in your own home. Ministry, Jesus is the church. We the body. We supposed to be one body. So I just pray, Lord, you just direct your son. You direct him. Continue to speak to him. And when you read it, he might send you in the grocery store. You might be going, you know, minding your business. And he probably say, that woman or that man right there, pray for him. Or he might show you something, that something going on in their body. Or he probably tell you to get on YouTube. Or he probably say, do a Zoom or sort of like a prayer call or something. He's going to, you're going to know. You're going to know.
Yeah.
You're going to know when he tells you something.
Just when you were speaking, I was thinking of the, I don't know if there's a scripture that, I don't know if it was Paul, they said they, just his shadow would bless people. I don't know if that's the right scripture, but
yeah.
I know, I noticed that when I walk different places, I feel an energy and I feel like I'm doing the work just by being silent sometimes, but it gets heavy because it's, you know, sometimes you take things home and you got to pray for them and you know, it gets heavy, but God's just telling me to keep continuing and don't give up because I'm very hard on myself.
Yeah, this is the shadow that was with Paul and it healed the sick. And that's the Spirit of God, you know, because the Spirit of God was upon Paul. You know, some people are so sold out and they consecrate and they spend so much time with God, when they come out, just the shadow. I didn't hear a story where people didn't spend so much time with God and close they shift themselves up with God. When they came out, people couldn't even look up on their face, just the glory. They had the encounter, just the glory of God was up on them.
Amen.
That's why it's so important for us to have a relationship with God and be connected to him. And not man.
Amen.
We're going to know his voice. When he tell us to go, we're going to know. And he's going to direct your path. He might tell you come out of Hawaii. We don't know. But he's going to use, you know, don't get anxious. He say be anxious for nothing, but pray. continue to pray, man. Continue to seek him. God, what do you want? I surrender to you. Use me the way you want to use me. Who do you want me to pray for? Who do you want me to speak to? Who do you want me to give a word of encouragement? What do you want me to do today? What Bible verse do you want me to read today? What do you want? Besides, keep asking God, oh, help me, Lord. You see, ask God what's on his heart. Even since he deal with you in dreams and vision, ask God what's on his heart. What do you say about this? What's on your heart? What are you saying about Hawaii? What are you saying about the United States? What are you saying about the COVID? What's on your heart? And he'll speak to you.
Amen.
I always go to him and ask him what's on his heart. What is he saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just pray that you will build that relationship with your dad and Abba to where you wake up and say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Where do you want me to go? If you start saying, what do you want me to do today? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to minister to? Watch and see how things change in your life.
Amen.
He might say, I just want to minister to you, son. I want you to sit here so I can minister to you. There are some things I need to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah, just do that. That's what's going to start building the relationship. And he's going to tell you where you need to go, who you need to connect with.
Mm-hmm. Gloria.
Who you want me to be connected to? We on his timing. We on his timing, not our time. You use me wherever you want to use me, Lord. Amen. Is there anything else?
No. And thank you so much. That was a beautiful prayer.
I don't know what happened to the phone.
No, I said thank you so much.
808-772. He's in Hawaii, so it'll probably be a bad connection because there's a lot of mountains up in Hawaii. So, Father God, we just pray that, you know, you build the ministry, Father God. You the builder. You build the ministry, and you direct him, order his footstep, Father God. Lead him to the right place in the name of Jesus, who he need to be connected to. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, y'all, that's the last caller. I'm going to go ahead and end it so I can get me some rest. And I thank y'all for calling in. I thank you for joining the show tonight. I thank y'all for y'all prayers. God bless you. I don't know who's going to be on tomorrow. We didn't have that many callers calling in tonight, so that's good. Because I can't even say, Lord, today's my daughter's birthday. And we're going to spend time this weekend together. So I thank God for you guys, and I thank y'all for calling in. May God bless you. May God shine his face upon you. We pray over the children. Keep the children in your prayer. We pray over the children, Father God. We come against any virus, any bacteria infection, Father God. You say we seek you. We get in a secret place up under the Most High, and we bind under the shadow of the Almighty. No plague should come near our dwelling place. So, Father God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for the angel. Father God, we pray over PGN, all the family, all the hosts, Father God. Father God, we ask that you keep the young, this young generation covered. Father God, protect them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for everyone from the east, the north, south, and the west, Father God. We pray over the border, the state of Texas, the border, Father God. You see it all. You see everything, Father God. Nothing is hid from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is hid from you in the name of Jesus. I think we got one more caller with their hands up. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn. Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
I did this caller, but I pray for them, though. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn. Last week's caller. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
The second time I just came in. Well, we thank y'all for calling in. Y'all have a blessed night. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend and everything that's in the will of the Father.